It's Sunday morning. Download your inspiration now. It's Andrew Dickens' Sunday Cafe on News Talk ZB.
Time for travel. We say good morning, Megan Singleton.
Aloha.
Yes, okay. She is in Hawaii. You're in Oahu.
I'm in Oahu. I'm up on the north shore of Oahu. I don't know about you, but I've been to Waikiki before. So this time I thought, while there is great things to do in Waikiki, and I'm certainly partaking in those, I'd like to hire a car and drive around the island because there's a lot more to see off the beaten track.
Than Okay. Let's just paint a picture of exactly where you are right now. You've hired a Mustang car. You've gone to a beach, a famous beach. Is this which beach is it?
This is the Banzai Pipeline. So this is where the huge surf competitions are held in the winter. So we're at the wrong time of year for big, big surf.
Right.
But at the moment, it's such an overcast day that it is flat as flat. I've just taken a photo of the sign that says Cautious Treacherous Beach. And in the background is a man paddleboarding with his little daughter sitting on the front. It's so calm up here.
All right. But is it? You've got the Mustang. That's good. That's part of the Hawaii experience.
Yes.
You're at the Banzai Pipeline, but it's not pounding, so that's a pity. It is overcast, but please tell me it's at least warm.
It's very warm. No, it's very muggly, hair-curlingly warm, and so that's worth it. But there's so much fun to see. I mean, I'm telling you this right now, but to get here, we've already stopped at a ranch where they filmed Jurassic Park and lots of other of those sorts of scenic kind of movies. We've stopped at the Polynesian Cultural Centre where there are seven islands of making up all of the Polynesian islands, including Aotearoa. They've got Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, and you go into each one and you can learn a little bit about the culture. You can have a meal and all of that. So that's celebrating its 50th year this year. So we called in there real quick. And there's shrimp trucks. So my big thing that I really wanted to experience is on this drive around Oahu is to stop and eat at the shrimp trucks. So we've done that. We've stopped at the first one. We might have to stop at another one on our way back down into the city. And it's been fantastic.
So the message from all of this is get out and go to the hinterland of Hawaii because it's almost an undiscovered paradise for Kiwis.
Well, these beaches are absolutely empty. You know, they're beautiful white sandy beaches and flat, flat sea. And in fact, Turtle Bay, which is the next one up from the pipeline, is fantastic for its snorkeling. And ironically, so is Shark Bay, but there are no sharks there. So what you'll find are turtles and lots of tropical fish. And then as we come back down into Oahu, so after I've spoken to you, I'm going to head back down and we'll stop at the shopping outlets. We've already been to Ala Moana Shopping Mall, which is the huge 290 store mall in Waikiki. That was fantastic, but we're going to have a quick look at the outlets and then we'll get to Pearl Harbour, so we might have a look around the park there, although I've missed tickets for it to get out to the Arizona ship and actually see that memorial because you have to get there real bright and early for that.
Yeah.
But you can still wander around the park and experience the history and read all the things and, you know, be in that place, which I haven't done before. So I think I will do that this afternoon on our way back home.
Now, the thing about Hawaii, obviously John Key is a huge fan. You must actually find out where his house is and go for a drive-by. But yeah, John Key's a big fan, but it is perfect for a winter holiday for New Zealanders. It's the islands, and we're so used to that with things like Fiji. But there's also the American culture there and also the history, as you mentioned. You know, so it's actually an all-encompassing and probably underutilized New Zealand holiday destination.
And it's really growing for Kiwis right now because you'll know Hawaiian Airlines just launched in March their direct flight between Auckland and Honolulu. So that's what I flew here on. So they put out some great fares in the market, which I think New Zealand matched, but they're just doubling the capacity for Kiwis to get up here. So it's a fantastic opportunity to come. And yes, you're right, you do get that American culture. And as we've discussed before, the exchange rate is so good that the shopping is worth coming up here for alone, you know, just to buy all the things, including the makeup and moves that we've talked about before. It's fantastic.
And what about accommodation options in Hawaii? Can you do it on a budget?
You definitely can. I'm staying at the Shoreline Hotel. So it is It's a couple of blocks back from the beach, and it's new. It's just newly refurbished. In fact, it used to be the hotel that was owned by United Airlines for their crew to stay in. So the rooms are nice, but they're not exactly salubrious with a lounge added on. And I love it. It's just the Kiwis are loving it. They're telling me that there's so many New Zealanders that are heading up already because you're right there beside the international marketplace, and then you just duck through any one of those fabulous beachfront hotels where you can have a cocktail in the sunset. Or last night we stopped for dinner at Duke's, which is right under the outrigger, and it's a much, much cheaper option than staying in these beachfront hotels with these fabulous views. Well, we just go and sit on the view. We don't have to go and look at it out our window.
Beautiful.
So I'll have a blog all about the Shoreline Hotel so people can have a bit of a look around on that too.
Hey, make sure you post that photograph of the non-pounding pipeline with the paddle boarder because that sounds hilarious.
You can put it on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I will.
Great.
I will. I'll put it on as soon as I can, as soon as I finish this interview. Hey, and finally, the next part of your latest Grand World Tour. Where are we talking to you next week?
We're going to Nashville.
Oh.
Couldn't be more different from the ukuleles over here. We're going to Honky Tonk Row. So I will tell you all about it. In fact, I might even be on Honky Tonk Row this time next week.
Wonderful, wonderful. Megan Singleton, live and direct from a non-pounding pipeline on the northern beach fronts of Hawaii. And you'll find her blog on bloggeratlarge.com. We'll talk again from Nashville, Tennessee next week.